And so it's a very, very momentous and important day. It is every year, because every year it is the recollection of these horrible things that happened in Eastern Europe. And there's still survivors left who tell their stories. And every story is heart-wrenching and difficult to listen to, what people went through and how they lost their entire families. And the New York area is unusual because it probably has, outside of Israel, it has the most number of survivors. Many are not here anymore, but if you walk around New York City, a huge number of Jewish young people have a grandparent or grandparents who are survivors. We still have, they're called 3Gs, third generation. That's the grandchildren. Second generation are called 2Gs. And we have a large part of our population really is stems from the Holocaust, from those who survived the Holocaust.
And personally, to be involved with this and lead this, it must be, you know, a series of emotions for you to be, you know, able to lead this and to, and we'll talk a bit more too. I understand you did a little bit of a genealogy of your own family as well, right?
Yeah, my father grew up in Eastern Europe and came here when he was 20 or 21, and it was before the war, but he was primarily Yiddish speaking and, you know, had a lot of relatives in Eastern Europe who did not make it, and it was such a discussion as I was growing up in the 50s, my family, the Holocaust and what happened, and my mother's family was from Warsaw, so you know, we were very tied to Eastern Europe and what happened in the Holocaust, so it was always a very important part of my life. By part of my life, it was always on my mind, part of really almost everything I think about with respect to my parents. Often I think about the fact that I learned so much about the Holocaust. It was so much a part of my growing up. So it's very important. And I think, you know, for Jewish people generally, when in one of the most important studies done by the Pew Institute, when they asked individuals to define what's important for them being Jewish, there were two answers, interesting answers. One was really the remembrance and recollection of the Holocaust, and the other was Jewish values and social justice, and in some ways very related.
You said this has been on your mind and part of your life a long time. When did you, because I understand you actually found out that there were a large number of people related to you that lost their lives in these camps. Well, this is something obviously was on your mind a long time, but this is something you researched recently as well?
Well, what happened was, as I say, growing up was a part of our life for a lot of reasons. One, my mother and father resettled a lot of survivors where I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. And on Friday nights, I remember bringing challahs and taking food to some of the survivors. My mother helped find housing. Many of our closest friends growing up were children of survivors, or in my parents' case, survivors. And I didn't know my grandparents. They weren't alive when I was born, other than one. Died when I was five. We do that, but I didn't really have grandparents when I was young, and so I didn't really know too much about my grandparents' families and so on. So we did a genealogy of our family, and to my brother, sister, and to our amazement, we had over 120 family members, cousins, my parents' uncles, aunts who died in the Holocaust. From almost every part of Eastern Europe. I think there's two in particular that one was 18 and 21 that I read about. One was studying to be a doctor, the other two sisters. The other was a musician and composer. And they survived many camps and made it through the war. One died on what were called death marches. Just before the end of the war, the Nazis took those who survived in the camps, and rather than kill them, they marched them miles and miles in the winter weather, and about half died or shot. And these two sisters, second cousins of mine actually, made it all the way to the end, and then about a week before liberation, one died, and two, and the second one died on her way to the hospital with a case of typhus. And we have the songs that the composer composed, and I've heard them, they're Yiddish songs. One says, "That's enough, it's enough," and it's a beautiful Yiddish tune. So that's in my mind a lot this time of year.
It must be very important for you, though, to know this now, right?
It is important to know it. You know, I was born actually 7 years ago. I was born 4 days before the liberation of Auschwitz. So growing up, it was that sort of maybe accident in some way that I was born that time. I sometimes even think the strange thing, maybe I was born to replace somebody.
Right. Let's talk a little bit about the museum, the people who haven't seen it yet. What can you tell us that, you know, for people who haven't seen it, obviously it must be an important thing for folks, whether you're in New York or whatever, to come down and spend some time and allow yourself the time to come and go and look and take this in.
Well, being that I'm in the building and development business, often the structure is very important, so I'd like to start there, which is the museum is absolutely beautiful. It was designed by a major architect, what's called a Pritzker Prize-winning architect, Kevin Roach. Mm-hmm. And it overlooks the Statue of Liberty and Ellis Island. And it's beautifully designed, and the interior is beautiful. And it is a very special, quiet, beautiful place. And the core collection is excellent. It's a little bit different than, say, the Washington Museum, which is excellent also. It really is about what life was like in Eastern Europe for Jews before the war, what the Holocaust was like, what happened in the Holocaust, rather, and then really what happened to us afterwards as a people. It is about living. It is about the Holocaust, but it is about life and really resilience and surviving and how as a people we managed to survive and really thrive after the Holocaust.
And we talked about it a little before. How important is it for